Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. It is October the 23rd. We have 48 degrees, cloudy, breezy, spotty showers today, and a high of 53 degrees. All right, so we talked a lot about national news and the White House and the destruction there of the East Wing. We talk local news about Brenda Sacco being sworn in for a short term as the interim Lackawanna County Commissioner.
Bum, bum, bum. But is it going to be interim? Right.
There's still a lot of questions because there's a special election, and now we're hearing that, you know, she would like to stay. There could be a fight over whether the special election should hold.
Yeah.
And the executive committee chairman for Democratic Party in Lackawanna County says they're waiting to see the outcome of the election to decide what to do next, which is kind of wild, too. So all of that is on the Rewind feature. If you want to go to WILKNewsRadio.com, you'll find it there. If you go to listen live, you can also get it through the Odyssey app.
Warning, that segment could cause dizziness.
It's a little confusing.
It's not that it's confusing. Yeah. It's hard to believe it's a real story, in my opinion.
And we will get to the other local story where Congressman Ron Bresnahan, on this October the 23rd, has decided to be among some Republican lawmakers asking their Speaker of the House to start negotiating over these Obamacare health care subsidies that are going away. But they don't want to do it until after the shutdown. And look, this has been forewarned for these folks since they were looking at this horrible bill that they all signed on to. And now on October the 23rd, as we are about 9 days away from the exchange opening up in our state and exchanges opening up in other states and people starting to see just how much money it's going to cost them, they've decided now that it's something we should be talking about, you know, just trying to save their asses at this late date.
Ooh, I have a question. Can we do something about this, please? Oh, now, it's a little late, though.
Yeah,
I
dude,
think.
We told you about this. All right, so we're going to get to that. But we're going to talk a little bit about Penn State because, as we know, this was a team with a number two preseason ranking, and now they're at the very bottom of the very bottom of, I believe, the Big Ten. It's been just horrible what's happened this season between Drew Aller being injured, the coaches fired, the players have not played to their potential. Whose fault is it? There are people who are saying that maybe the players just weren't good enough, or after Tyler Warren is gone, and that the defensive coordinator has some complicated defense strategy that could take more than one season for, which is wild.
He changed everything.
Because it's complicated. That's what we've heard. The defense is complicated. Yeah. It should not be something that requires more than a season. Meanwhile, the offensive coordinator, Andy Kotelnicki, he was available yesterday on a Zoom call with reporters to talk about the offense. He's the offensive coordinator. He came from Ohio State, was that?
No, that was Knowles.
That's the defensive coordinator. All right. So we have Andy Kotelnicki, who, and I don't know, do we have the question?
Yeah, we're going to hear the whole question here. And would you answer this way if this was you in charge of the offense?
Hey, Andy, appreciate your time. I guess let me try to frame this broadly. How would you try and explain, or how do you explain what happened to this offense as a whole this year? When you look at it, you guys are 99th overall. This isn't, I think, what anybody here or what you had expected. How would you kind of describe what happened?
Here it comes.
I don't know. You know what I mean? There's a, you know, that answer could be so long and into stuff, but the reality is, it's just, you know, it hasn't gone like we're hoping. And what do? You go to the next play, you go to the next game, you go to the next moment and opportunity. But I don't really have a good explanation for where it is, you know what I'm saying, or where it was, I should say. I'm more focused on what it's got to be by next week. Do you know what I mean? So
no,
yeah, I mean,
no.
What
no,
could he say that?
How can you say that you're focused on what you're going to do next if you can't describe what has gone wrong? Now, that's ridiculous. You can't fix something if you don't know what the problem is. He said, I could go into detail. Please do. Like, we'll give you all the time to explain it.
Yeah, no one chimed in there to say, oh, hurry up. You need a quick answer.
My
no
follow-up would have been, go into detail. But he won't. And look, the only thing I could think is he's not going to say it's me. And it looks like he's also not going to say it's the players. You know, maybe the players were overrated. I don't know. But, you know, to say that you don't know and only want to focus on what's next, I have very little confidence in that. Imagine if you worked for somebody, or they, how about, we'll put it this way. How about somebody works for you? And what you want to happen is not happening. And not only is it not happening, it's not happening so badly that it is a complete 180 from what you expect. And you ask them, okay, what's going on? And they just said, well, I don't know, but I'm just looking to the next day. You would say, I need a report on my desk that tells me in detail what's wrong and then how you're going to fix it.
You are 100% correct, but I have a question as a follow-up. What if he came out and he said, look, I've been doing this for a long time and I know my systems work. That would insinuate he'd be throwing the players under the bus. If he comes out and says, you know, I've got it all, like, he can't. He has to toe that line for so many reasons. I think the best way would have been, look, when a team fails, I understand you're coming to me for this and I could break it down, but it's sometimes things don't sync and we don't know yet if it's a chemistry thing. We don't, because he could kind of,
I think
this
that,
sounds like he's unsure how to answer because he feels like his job's on the line.
Well, his job is on the line,
which would make sense. It's a bad answer though.
Some people have said that they think that he's just checked out. He knows that he's not going to be back. And like you said, if he's still there, he can't say the players aren't playing to their potential.
No, you can't
but
do that.
When you know that some of the players could play, I mean, because we saw last year. I mean, Nick Singleton was a heck of a lot better last year than he is this year. So did he just go to the wayside, or did he stop? Did he peak already and he's done? Or is it something that you're doing? Or, you know, just you don't know. And it's a bad answer. So I just think he knows. I think he knows, like you said, he can't blame the players, and he's not going to blame himself.
No, he can't. And look,
but it's a bad answer.
And the real answer is probably like this: you know, how do you explain this? And you would just be like, "Hell if I know." Like, I really don't know. And
right.
I mean, really, that's probably what it is. He goes into later talking about, you know, we look at the tape and they have to analyze this because mm-hmm. it's definitely not one thing, but so many things have gone wrong and probably everyone has failed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've been doing the practice for the offense behind closed doors. I guess it's not been for the view of reporters who used to be able to watch that. Interim coach Terry Smith said the process started with the team's loss at Iowa. Thanks to their past exploits, both Catron Allen and Nick Singleton entered the season with a chance to break the program's career rushing record. Now the offense will need to double its efforts for one of them to have a shot. Allen rushed a career best 145 yards on 28 carries, scored twice against the Hawkeyes. Singleton has yet to eclipse 55 scrimmage yards in a conference game this season. That's wild. So what will happen next? Smith said, we just got to continue to grow our pass game beyond the intermediate zone with our run game starting to click, starting to hit on all cylinders. We got to be able to play action off of that and go in behind the linebackers and develop that pass game. So they're still, and they're still planning on the two quarterback offense, and their backup quarterback has an injury. And then the other backup is coming up off an injury. And people are saying, why don't you just go with Grunkmeyer and let him get in a rhythm? But you know,
you have to have someone in case Grunkmeyer does an
Aller. Yeah, but still, should you be playing two when one is injured?
It's always fascinating when you get to that point when a team has to go, oh, well, our emergency backup is our wide receiver who played in high school. I don't know who that like backup person would be. It's just such a sad state. I was looking up just to see, you know, is the offensive line bad? It was ranked number one going into the season, and it says number one best offensive line ever. Clearly, that can't be.
Now, they
do
have an injury with Rojas, but still, sure. It's it all on one person. But
then this is a face from statecollege.com. The headline was Penn State might. The best offensive line in the college. That's the most realistic headline right now because they didn't necessarily commit. They just were like, it could be.
Meanwhile,
it's a disappointing year all around.
There is a story on ESPN about the open coaching positions and where does Penn State rank among those openings? As you see other, at the end of every season or as you're getting to the end of every season, that's a time when people might start looking for job changes, right? They might be looking for contract extensions where they're at and utilizing those openings, you know, to make themselves more money. But this ESPN reporter, his name is Adam Rittenberg, recently ranked the seven open jobs right now. There is Penn State and UCLA in the Big Ten. There's Florida and Arkansas in the SEC. There's Virginia Tech and Stanford in the ACC. And there's one Big 12 school opening, and that is Oklahoma State. Rittenberg from ESPN says Penn State is the number one job opening. The reasons, he says, on-field performance, roster building, access to the college football playoff, university leadership, and financial support. Number one, Penn State, they say, then number two is Florida. And, the Gators' job is a big one because it's a hotbed for recruiting. Also, it's in the SEC, an opportunity to get some big wins. They get a lot of talent in recent years, but they haven't had a ton of on-field success. They say the last four Florida coaches, though, have lasted four seasons or less in Gainesville and struggle to win consistently. So of those who are looking, Penn State has the edge, according to this ESPN analyst.
Oh, over the Gators?
Over the Gators.
I was just thinking, take a job in Florida. Take a job here. The Nittany Lions in Pennsylvania have been extinct since, what, the 1880s? There are real gators in Florida. It's a little bit more literal down there. So be careful what you wish for. It's not just a mascot. That's to any coach who may be considering it.
821.
Just looking out for their limbs.
At WILK, we were talking about Penn State, the offensive coordinator, who didn't have an answer as to what has happened with the collapse of Penn State. When talking about the offense, he's just looking forward. But to do so, you should have to talk about what went wrong. Someone says, I agree on the OC topic. He isn't going to throw anyone under the bus publicly for himself for that matter. I'd imagine there are a lot of tough discussions behind closed doors. Another, Nancy, I like Penn State as much as Jason, but now they're kaput. Another says, the true answer that football fans know is they were way overrated. Another says, boy, the morning crew knows architecture and also football. So there you go. You guys, like, we're givers. Okay. All of that help.
To be honest, it's nice to be acknowledged.
Someone else says, Penn State probably won't even be in one of those crappy bowl games. There are some who are saying that if they are invited to a crappy bowl game, they'll just turn it down. So we shall see. Another, that was a great politician answer right there, which is the one from, I guess, the offensive coordinator. Here's another text. This is regarding Brenda Sacco and being sworn in. Rules are rules. The appeal lost. There should be no special election, period. And I'm not a Democrat. So here's the thing, that this is all really interesting stuff, because in that process of appeals, there was a vote with the person filling in, right? Because the appeals were still ongoing, and the vote was to a special election. It's a very interesting question now. If this, if Brenda Sacco is now in there,
yeah,
can they vote to get rid of the special election at this point? Now, Chris Patrick, who's with the executive committee and someone who wanted Sacco in that position, has said the special election will go on. But what happens next depends on the outcome of the special election. It's all pretty wild. And is it possible, people have asked, Tom Welby, the choice of Chris Patrick to run because Brenda Sacco wasn't running. Mm-hmm. He was at her swearing in, Tom Welby. Some people have asked, would he pull a McGloin if he does win and step aside to leave room for her to then be appointed to fill the rest of that position? It's just a question to ask. And in the meantime, in the less than 2 weeks that she will be there before this election, can she join with Chris Cermak to delay implementation of this reassessment, which could then trigger penalties because of the whole lawsuit that pushed forward with the reassessment? There's like a lot that can happen, and it's all kind of like out there in the ether, so to speak. It's going to be very interesting to watch this thing. 570-883-0098. Someone else, Bill, texts in and says, the Penn State offensive coordinator just gave the most specious non-answer to a simple question that I have heard in many years.
I just wrote back to him because I think that was rude. I just said, I don't know that it was a non-answer, but rather a quite specific one, minus any relevant information. I think that's what it comes down to, Bill.
Back to you. There you go.
That was more for me than anybody. Yeah, this is so much happening, right?
Right. There's a lot going on. Another one says, Nancy, Jason, do you really think it's a good idea to delay this reassessment that has been put off for the past 50 years? I personally think they need to move forward with it, but I also feel like it would have been helpful to have estimated taxes so people could also prepare in that way, shape, or form. In the end, it's going through. It's just whether it's delayed or not. How do you, though? It's not changing the budget, because it's just for those people who are going to end up paying less. They've unfairly been paying more. I'm sure they're not going to be happy.
Well, they don't know yet, though.
But they have an idea.
Well, I know. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the right thing to do to answer the question, the right thing to do is to move forward with what's been done. On a personal level, if they're going to pause it, I would love it to be next year, because frankly, I can't use, I
you
can't
know
deal
yours
with
is
more,
going up.
Yeah, and I can't really personally, I don't know how I'm going to deal with more increases. So to lose one of them, maybe I personally would be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be okay with it.
Rob Bresnahan, along with some other Republican representatives in the House, they are asking Speaker Mike Johnson to address the expiration of health care tax credits, the whole thing that's going to cause An explosion in the costs for people getting their health insurance is coming, right? They'd like it to be done, but not until the government reopens. Now, to his credit, Rob Bresnahan, I guess last month, had put forward, I'm trying to find it here, the bipartisan, and I had it, see what happens when you're
9,000 windows open. This is my life when you're
too
not
many.
Here, especially.
Yeah. The Bipartisan Premium Tax Credit Extension Act.
Yeah.
Which would extend these things for another year, just December 31st. Okay. I don't know why he's not just saying, let's do this, right? Let's do this now.
They're closed, he said.
No, they're not closed. They get paid. Whether he takes his money or not, they're still essential people, even though Mike Johnson has not done anything and he's not even swearing in the latest. Member of Congress because she's a Democrat and she'll be the 218th vote to release the Epstein files. But let's just say that they should extend these credits and he should be asking them to do so right now. What does it matter if it's before or after the government opens? Why not do it? Because you know that is a real painful increase that is coming. If you believe in this Bipartisan Premium Tax Credit Extension Act, why aren't you pushing that and saying, let's vote on this right now? Because honestly, does it matter before or after? First of all, I have a feeling that this is one of those things they sign and they know it's not going anywhere, but then they can say to their constituents, but now is the time.
Right.
Now is the time to do this because we are literally less than 2 weeks away from when people will have to sign up on the insurance marketplace. And now is the time to do it. And there's very little faith for Democrats to think that anyone's going to work with them after the after this government shutdown ends.
Yeah, like to me, it seems so clear that this is to say to everyone back here, hey, I hear you. And we're going to fix this. I just, like, my hands are tied. I can't, you know. Well, at the same time saying, look, I'm with you guys in the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just going to keep holding a hard line. I think he's just trying to appease everybody. And sadly, it probably will work because most people will just pick their side and go, look what he's doing.
Look,
it's frustrating, though.
They know exactly what's going to happen. And they didn't care. Right. When they did the bill that they call Beautiful, which has been a real stinker, clunker, horrible bill that most people hate. Most people do not like this bill. They could have extended these things. They were told what was going to happen and they didn't care. So the thought that we are supposed to, by the way, if Democrats didn't say, wait a minute, we want you to address this because this is going to hurt Americans. If that didn't happen, would any of these people have been doing anything about this? They've never talked about wanting to do this. They only talked about it when they knew this is going to hurt me. It's not for Rob Bresnahan or for any member of Congress because they don't have to struggle like you and I to get health insurance because they've got the best of the best. In fact, I would say if Democrats get control of the House the next election, I think the number one thing they need to do is they need to also make sure that every single member of Congress, every government federal employee, every one of them gets their insurance on the marketplace. Because that's the only way that we can actually feel like you'd have an idea of what it's like for the rest of us. The cost increases are crazy. And I would hope Democrats would start doing things that actually will help average everyday Americans get rid of the stock market trading that has to be done as well. I would love term limits. Can we get that done, too? There's so many things that need to be done. Anyway, so this whole thing about, once it reopens, we're going to get to it. Once it reopens, or even if it doesn't reopen, November 1st is when you're going to hear the bell. And the bell is going to be like a gong. And it's going to be very ominous as people look at what they're going to be paying. And it's also going to be late. because people are going to be told what it's going to cost. You can extend them then. What are we expecting? The marketplaces are going to go, all right, here's what we're going to have instead. This, we're way, just way behind the eight ball right now on this whole thing.
And something that's going to start bubbling up even more. All the talk about healthcare is important, but that's happening soon. Now things are starting to compound because of the government being shut down. There's a story today about how they're pushing back LIHEAP. The energy for people with low income help
heat
for people.
Energy assistance program. Yes.
So this is a thing where, and it's a very helpful thing. They can come in and help you winterize your home or tune up your heating and also lower your electric bills and your heating bills in the winter. This is essential for so many people. Mm-hmm. And now because they're closed, they're pushing it back. So now we have healthcare issues and we also have people who are going to have significantly higher bills. The good news, Pennsylvania, they can't just shut off your electric in the cold. The bad news is they will still make you pay the balance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what else is going to be affected?
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
SNAP, we're hearing there's all sorts of. And by the way, I have heard the argument. It's a very compelling argument where you go, well, it's called get up and stop being lazy and get a job. And I'll tell you, that's a really good argument until you tell it to a person to their face. And I hope that happens because I'm not going to say, I'm just saying those kinds of cocky, arrogant, jerk off kind of statements. No offense. It's the type of thing. It's like it's such a good catchphrase, but it lacks humanity. So I'm just saying, there's a lot of real people about to suffer, and I'm not even pointing a finger of blame. I'm just saying we're about to see a lot of bad crap go down, and hopefully they'll be ready.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To fix it. The morning news, WILK News Radio. Nancy had to skip out early, so I got the next like 7 minutes. We can do whatever. I can't curse because the cursing is an FCC thing, so I can't do that. I'll bleep it. We can do whatever the bleep we want, right? All right, but what we're going to do here, and I'm going to start this early because I want to end with something I'm really proud of. One of my longtime friends, Johnny Lucas. I've known this guy since the mid-90s. He was my former intern, and he's got something going on. I'm going to give you the fill in the blank here, okay?
Okay.
It's a movie coming out called Tight and Nerdy, and it's a documentary, Tight and Nerdy. It's a documentary that's coming out about the only blank devoted to the music of Weird Al Yankovic. So I want you to fill in that blank. So it's a look into the it's called Tight and Nerdy, the first and only blank devoted to the music of Weird Al Yankovic. Think about it. Think about that. At the end of this, please remind me to tell you what it is. So it's a documentary about something that's devoted, and it's not a cult. Let's play the celebrity birthday game, Johnny.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
I will save him for the end. It's Weird Al's birthday, so think about it, Johnny.
Okay.
All right. She used to be on... Oh, I don't want to tell you what she's done. Meghan McCain. And she's not related to the people that make the McCain French fries. Just want to make sure. Okay. What do you think she's famous for?
Meghan McCain, the acting actress.
No.
No. She was a in sports. She was.
No.
That Meghan McCain.
The Meghan McCain whose dad was once a POW and a senator.
Yes, that one. Okay.
What was her dad's name?
Senator John McCain.
There you go. Ran for president. How old is Meghan McCain? His daughter, also a TV host at times. And how old, man?
How old?
I'm going to start getting really angry. Come on!
I'm going to say 55.
Friggin' number! No, 41. You got to get within two. All right, I'm just looking through here. All right, Doug Flutie. Remember Doug Flutie?
Yes.
What do you remember him from?
Sports, football.
He was he was put on the map for playing for, you remember what team he played for? Remember what sport he played for?
Yes, football. I said football.
Oh, you just said football. Yeah. And he was the, what position did he play?
Quarterback.
Yes, and he threw a...
Touchdown.
Hail Mary. Correct. That was back in the early 80s. I believe he was with Boston College, right? How old is Doug Flutie now?
I'm going to say 70.
63. Nancy Grace! You pervert! What does she do for a living? I shouldn't mock her. Backstory is really kind of sad. So.
What was she at? She was on CNN. News.
The Nancy Grace show. Yeah. How old is Nancy Grace today?
Nancy Grace, she.
It's just a number, John!
Let's see.
Put down the nudie magazines and get your head out of the gutter. Play the game. You should be on a list. It's my Nancy Grace.
55.
Could be 66. It's a disputed one. Ang Lee. This is a good one. I would have skipped over Ang Lee. However, we have a couple extra minutes here.
Ang Lee is a director.
Finish this. Director of Crouching Tiger, Blank Dragon. Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger. Hidden Dragon.
There you go. Yes. Also Brokeback Mountain, one of the Hulk movies. How old is Ang Lee?
Ang Lee is 70.
71. Look at that. You knocked it out of the park. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, actor.
Yeah. Do you know one of his roles? Doesn't matter. He's in Deadpool, Van Wilder. All right. How old is him? Married to Blake Lively?
Ryan Reynolds.
Has his own cell phone company
38.
Now? 49. You're so fun and bad. All right. Here, last one. Weird Al Yankovic.
What does he do? Parody singer.
He thinks everything's just fun and games. People are on the streets dying. I'm going to write a funny song. We're back next with more Nancy Grace. Sorry. How old?
I've done that in years. 66.
66. He is exactly 66. All right, so let's fill in the blank. I started this off by saying my friend Jeff, who I've known him since 95, maybe. He was an intern, became a lifelong friend. He has his first ever movies coming out. He did this with a friend of his. It's called Tight and Nerdy, which is a play on a Weird Al album. Oh, he did a song called Tight and Nerdy. Anyway. It's a documentary, and it's Tight and Nerdy, the first and only blank devoted to the music of Weird Al Yankovic. Johnny, what's in that blank?
The first and only award.
No. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no chance in hell you'll guess this. So I'll give you one of the words. It's two words here. Yeah, it's a documentary, Tight and Nerdy, about the first and only blank troupe. Devoted to the music of Weird Al Yankovic.
Blank troop.
What kind of troops are there in the world? It's not U.S. troops. It's not Girl Scout troops.
Boy Scout troops.
No, it's not Boy Scout troops. It's not people of troop. What's up, people of troop?
Troop. What kind of
tight and nerdy documentary? This is definitely not going to be for everybody.
A dance troop.
Very, very close. Very close. It's a serious look, believe it or not. My friend's like a comedy guy, but it's a serious look into the absurd world of Tight and Nerdy, the first and only burlesque troupe devoted to the music of Weird Al Yankovic. I've seen for a few years now, I've seen like, I don't know, like preview reels and stuff. Just, it looks like the type of thing where you're like, I don't know. Why would I watch that? And then you're like crying at the end of it going, I can't believe this changed me. So anyway, I'm proud of my friend Jeff. And I don't know the other guy's name, but I'm proud of him too. But anyway, that's my story. It sounds almost made up, doesn't it?
Almost.
Which I guess everything you make is essentially made up to start. So that's true. Anyway, have a great day, Johnny. You played well today.
Oh, thank you.
Nancy Grace totally disagrees. You should be on the street. Can't look at you anymore.
This is the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.